This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk hosts as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday as we get you ready for week 4 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. We got a lot to get into in today's show. We're going to take a look ahead at 3 o'clock. We're going to be joined by Cordell Woodland, who does the pregame and postgame for the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to talk a little college football today as well. We're going to have a guest also in the 3 o'clock hour. We have two major college football games this weekend. Alabama plays Georgia. Oregon plays Penn State. We'll also get our guest thoughts on the three local schools right now. Missouri is having a great start to their season. KU is also having a very strong start to their season as well. That is not the case right now in Manhattan, Kansas. We'll find out what's going on with the Wildcats. We'll do that in today's show. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you guys. We'll start Chiefs here coming up in just a bit. But before we do that, I got to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? If you could just tell one person to listen, I would greatly appreciate that. And number three, and might be most important, remember to stop by and see our friends over at The Other Place. I actually had The Other Place for lunch earlier today, but this weekend, if you're looking for a place to watch some of these big-time college football games and also get you ready for the pros on Sunday between Kansas City and Baltimore, look no further than our friends over at The Other Place. Great food, great drink specials, TVs everywhere so you can watch the game. Great service. You cannot go wrong this weekend going to stop by The Other Place. All right, this is where I would like to begin as we start to look forward in this matchup. You cannot undersell the importance of Xavier Worthy in this matchup. Now, if you were listening to the coordinators earlier, it would appear that Xavier Worthy is going to play. He was a full participant in practice yesterday. He's going to be a full participant in practice today. It sounds like their wide receiver coach essentially confirmed that Xavier Worthy is going to play in this game. Let me give you the numbers for Xavier Worthy. In the last 10 games in which Xavier Worthy finished, this is an important distinction because he played in the Chargers game, obviously didn't finish the Chargers game. I also removed the game against the Denver Broncos last year at the end of the season because I don't want to mess up the numbers for a game that we all acknowledge was a preseason game for the Kansas City Chiefs. In the last 10 games in which Xavier Worthy has finished the game, he has 58 catches for 679 yards and 6 touchdowns. What does that mean on a per-game basis? That averages out to around 5 or 6 catches, 5.8. So you want to round up, you can do that. 68 yards per game and somewhere around 9 yards a catch. This is the best receiver that they could currently have. And if you are adding him for a matchup against a team like Baltimore where you could potentially need some more firepower in that matchup, again, you cannot undersell how important getting him back in this lineup is, how he could potentially help you in the run game, how he can help you in terms of deep plays and explosive plays, how he could just be somebody that takes the pressure off of everybody else because of his speed and dynamic play style. This is not going to be the Chiefs offense at full capacity. I think we knew that going into the season when we found out the information about Rashee Rice, but you got to make the best out of the situation that you have been presented. You got to play the cards the way that they have been dealt to you. This is the situation for the Chiefs heading into Week 4 against Baltimore, and you'll take it. You're back at home. You're coming off your first win of the season. You're going to get your most dynamic playmaker back, at least that is available to you heading into this matchup. Adding a player like this, if you can get the Xavier Worthy that played for the Chiefs for the final 5-6 weeks of the season last year and made a couple of big catches in last year's Super Bowl, that can help you with some of the down the field options and now give you an additional option in addition to Tyquan Thornton. You cannot undersell the importance of what it means to get an explosive playmaker like him back into the lineup. Let's talk about this quarterback matchup, and I mentioned this to Patrick yesterday in our conversation. For those of you that listen to rap, they talk a lot about the big three: Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. They've been around for a long time. Hit records, platinum albums, diss records, some of the most popular musicians in the world. And if that's the music that you follow, you got a chance to see them from the very, very beginning and watch how their career has grown and blossomed. We got really spoiled, I would say, coming up as kids, as NFL fans. We got a chance to see Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, a prime Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, a young Russell Wilson. We got a chance to see a lot of really good, talented quarterbacks. And eventually, I think we knew that there was going to be a void in the sport. We were going to be in search of who's going to take that torch, who's going to take that mantle, who's going to give us the big-time Sunday night football matchups that we were accustomed to with the Patriots and the Colts or the Patriots and the Broncos whenever Peyton made the move over there. Well, we've gotten our answer. We know who the Tom Brady is of this era. We're trying to figure out who's going to be the Peyton Manning, who's going to be the Breeze, who's going to be all of these other characters. But we've been really fortunate to get a chance to see these three quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. We've been really fortunate to see a lot of games between the three of them. If you are looking at Sunday's matchup, it is going to be the 23rd game that has been played between those three, and we still have another one coming up later in the year as Kansas City travels to play Buffalo in Week 9. So we are going to be at 24 games by the end of this thing where you've seen either Mahomes go up against Allen or Jackson go up against Mahomes or go up against Allen, and we have got a chance to see those three quarterbacks go up against each other. We have gotten some incredible, compelling matchups. We have seen these teams go up against each other. So whether it was last year and how the Ravens got eliminated from the postseason, where Lamar puts maybe the best drive of his NFL career together and they get a drop in the end zone by Mark Andrews, whether it was the AFC Championship game matchups that we've seen between Kansas City and Buffalo, or the 13-second game, or maybe the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago where Baltimore, for the first time in their franchise's history, hosted the AFC Championship game, and Kansas City goes in there and wins that game, and you had the big play at the goal line with Zay Flowers and the forced fumble. Usually when you get those three teams, Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, you get incredible matchups. Week 1 this year of Sunday Night Football, you had a dynamic come-from-behind victory from the Buffalo Bills in a 41-40 shootout with the big fumble from Derrick Henry. We get great games every time that these three teams go up against each other, and I'm not really expecting anything different on Sunday. It might not be your typical Chiefs in terms of explosiveness and flashiness when it comes to the offense, but if there's one thing we know, it is going to be close heading into the fourth quarter, and it's going to come down to who can out-execute who, who is going to avoid the big mistake. So far, both of these teams have made, I would say, uncharacteristic mistakes, whether it was Kansas City against the Chargers, whether it was the loss against the Philadelphia Eagles and the drop pass by Travis Kelce, whether it's been multiple fumbles this season from Derrick Henry that has led these teams to be 1-2 so far this season. Game for both of these teams in terms of standing, tiebreaker implications, who could be hosting playoff games, who's going to dig themselves into a deeper hole when it comes to their division. We're talking about a game that has implications that go way past week four of the NFL season. This is a really important matchup for both teams. So Sunday is going to be the 23rd matchup that we have seen between Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. And we got one more coming up later in the season as Kansas City travels to Buffalo. And again, you cannot undersell the importance of having Xavier Worthy in this matchup. He is averaging in his last 10 games, 6 catches for 68 yards and averaging somewhere around 9 yards per catch. You can take that when it comes to this offense. You're not going to be at 100%. We'll see if the Chiefs can get there coming up in a few weeks when they get Rashee Rice back. But for right now, you need more playmakers. You need more explosiveness. You need more guys that you can count on. And it's been pretty clear that the Chiefs can count on Xavier Worthy to give them some much-needed production and a much-needed boost when we're talking about when it comes to their offense. Coming up on the other side, we heard the coordinator speak today out of Arrowhead. We'll tell you what they said. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We were giving you guys the numbers. Xavier Worthy, over his last 10 games, he is averaging around 6 catches for 68 yards. The Chiefs could desperately use a playmaker like that. They're not going to be at full strength until Rashee Rice comes back. He's not coming back until week 7. It's week 4. You got to figure out what to do against a very explosive, very talented Ravens team. Getting back your best weapon from last season is certainly a step in the right direction. We'll see what that means for the Chiefs' passing game. We'll see what that means for the Chiefs' rush attack if they end up using him. We'll also see what Xavier Worthy can do. We're talking about a player that tore his labrum and is now coming back to play football 3 weeks later. So let's see what it means in terms of range of mobility, explosiveness. But I think it's important to note we're not talking about a player who was a holdout and didn't practice. He was a full participant in everything and just football happened. You ran the wrong route. Somebody was in the wrong place. Whatever happened. You got an injury. You've been out. You've been practicing for the last couple of weeks. So at least in terms of that aspect of it, I'm not worried about that when it comes to Xavier Worthy. You also got to feel very confident that the Chiefs coaching staff feels very confident that they know that Xavier Worthy can protect himself, and they feel comfortable enough with throwing him out there and allowing him to play. I want to play for you guys a couple of cuts. These first ones come from Andy Heck. He is the offensive line coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was asked about the illegal formation penalties for Juwan Taylor. Here's what the Chiefs offensive line coach had to say.
Now, there, when he's getting called, those are good calls. I mean, he's too deep. You get, your helmet's got to break the plane. I think, you know, as a very prideful player, one of the things Juwan takes a lot of pride in is he's going to give himself every advantage that he can. He's going to be on that snap count. And what we're telling him is, hey, that's not necessarily an advantage every time. Like, in fact, it can get you in trouble if you're too quick, you're too deep, that's creating too much space. And so, but he does take a lot of pride in what he's doing there.
So that is the Chiefs offensive line coach, Andy Heck, talking about the illegal formation penalties from Juwan Taylor. We'll see if that's something that the Chiefs can potentially get cleaned up. This is something that they've just been dealing with for some time. I know people have referred to Chris Collinsworth, and maybe he is the culprit in all of this. That was the first game of his career in a Chiefs uniform. I'm just past using that as an excuse for why Juwan Taylor is just not lined up correctly and committing these illegal formation penalties. It's one thing to be getting holding penalties. These are just very simple line up correctly penalties that have been really hurting the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is Andy Heck talking about run scheme and what the Chiefs can do to try to get that going.
We still are in the process of finding out what we're good at. We've always done a lot of different concepts. I mean, I think it's whether it's, you know, throwing formations at people, different motions, variety. I would say the same is true of scheme. We're a mid-zone team. We're an inside zone team. It might be that we're best at one of those two things, but we're going to have gap schemes. We're going to have man schemes. We're going to have specials. And so, you know, I believe in that. We will find it. We'll find out what it is we're best at from the line standpoint, from the runner standpoint, and what's best for our team. You know, is it getting under center and rolling, or is it RPOs? And we've, you know, kind of been a big RPO team through the years.
I understand that you have been a big RPO team over the years. Maybe that's not the best situation for this year's Kansas City Chiefs team. I do think it is pretty important to note that the time this season that the Chiefs ran the football most effectively, they did so with Patrick Mahomes under center and allowing either Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt to just simply go downhill. What I noticed from Pacheco is it's a player who's just thinking too much. That you're giving it to him in the shotgun, he's having to make a cut, having to make a quick decision, and I think you see that he is struggling with it right now. Well, let's just simplify this. Let's just play some old-school smash-mouth football. Let's put Mahomes under center. Let's have him turn around. Let's have him hand it to you. Just one cut through the A-gap, one cut through the B-gap, and let's just get going, and let's just try to get you moving downhill. That is one thing that I would like to see the Chiefs run game do. I just don't think that they have the personnel potentially to run the football the way that they think they can run it. I don't think that they have that level of explosiveness right now. So I think some of it just has to be, how do we get the most out of this offensive line? How do we get the most out of this running back room? I think it's pretty safe to say that they just don't see Elijah Mitchell as part of their plans. He has been a healthy inactive for the first three games of the season. We're not talking about a guy who's been limited in practice. No, he's practicing with the team. He's not on the injured list. They're just not making him available to play in these games. Rashard Smith only has 3 carries so far this season. So you've made a decision about how you want to try to run the football so far this season. You just got to figure out a way to get that going. Potentially getting under center and just simplifying the run game just a little bit and just trying to get your offensive linemen to push downhill, to try to get your running backs to push downhill. Rob, I really think it potentially add a boost to this rushing attack.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't love that the offensive line coach is saying, I don't know what we are right now as a run team. it strikes my ear wrong. I understand what he's trying to say, and I'm not going to come on here and, you know, fire and brimstone. Oh, I can't believe the O-line coach said that. It hits my ear wrong because Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, and Andy Heck have been here since Andy Reid showed up. Like, this isn't some new scheme. So I get what he's trying to say, that, hey, we don't know what our identity is yet. We don't know what we are yet. We're still trying to, you know, work out the kinks type of deal. But I think we've seen over the first 3 weeks what they are bad at when it comes to running the football, what scheme doesn't work when it comes to running the football. And this is coming from me, professional running back hater. So I don't know all the inside baseball lingo. I'm not going to come on here and be like, you got to run more ISO versus duo. I'm not going to do that. It's a waste of everyone's time. But I do think, to your point, maybe the RPO game isn't working. Jeff Schwartz was on the show yesterday talking about how he doesn't like the scheme and the RPO game really isn't working. Mitchell Schwartz has been pretty vocal on social media about how he doesn't like the scheme and the RPO game isn't working. I trust those guys more with offensive line play than myself. So I get what the O-line coach is trying to say. I don't love the way it hits my ear that, hey, we don't really know what we are yet. I don't know why. You've had the same guys in the room since the dawn of time in Kansas City. I don't understand why you don't know, but maybe it's time to understand what you don't do well. And if me and you can point it out, I'd hope the offensive line coach can also identify what's not working.
Yeah, I think that most people agree with this sentiment. The Chiefs have invested a lot of their resources. The Chiefs are currently the fifth highest paid offense in the National Football League. Now, I get it. Quarterback changes the math, what we're talking about. You pay your quarterback a lot of money, but you've spent big time money on that offensive line. You got the highest paid center, the highest paid right guard, one of the five highest paid right tackles. You spent a first round pick on a left tackle, a second round pick. Like, they have a lot of things and resources tied up into their offensive line. You have to get more from your run game than you're getting. If anything, just to create some balance in your offense. And the Chiefs offense, regardless of who's out there on the outside, it is always going to work better with Patrick. And we've seen that when they can just be balanced and give you some threat. So whether it is creating a running back that you can throw it to out of the backfield, the way that you had it with Jerick McKinnon and Samaje Perine, whether it's just simply getting more out of the running back room, their rushing attack cannot consist of pat scrambles. You got to be able to generate some explosive plays from outside that run game. I really think simplifying the run game and just getting guys moving downhill, I think that could be the best thing that you could possibly do with this offense and with this offensive line. Last cut I want to play for you guys, Andy Heck. He is the offensive line coach. He was asked, where's Jalen Moore? Here was his answer.
Not the second. I mean, Jalen's been doing a lot of good things for us. We got a lot of confidence in him. Good big body in there. Did a nice job in there in that 4 minute.
You guys get a clear answer there from him?
I mean, I hear confidence. I hear a lot of confidence in that player.
I'm just asking, do you guys like the answer that we got on where Jalen Moore is? Because I didn't really get the vibe that he's going to be seeing the field anytime soon. Is that the energy that you got? Because that's not the energy that I got. I don't think that we're going to be seeing a whole lot of Jalen Moore on Sundays for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it's going to be more of the same. I don't think the Chiefs have any plans, at least right now in the short term, of really switching things up. I think the Chiefs are going to ride this thing out until they get Rashee Rice and then evaluate where they are as a team and as an offense. I didn't really get the sense that the Chiefs plan on making any changes up front anytime soon, at least not with Jalen Moore. That's not what I heard in that clip.
I mean, that is peak non-answer answer. He was asked, hey, what have you been seeing from Jalen Moore? He kind of got in the game at the end of the game. Are you trying to work him in, get him some reps? Yeah, not really the second thing so much as, you know, he's a good big body. Okay, good to know the offensive lineman is big, and we like what he did for us in 4 minutes. All right. I mean, it doesn't sound like a guy they're moving to make starter. It doesn't sound like a guy that they're talking about, man, we love what we see in practice. It doesn't sound like he's, you know, pushing Jawan Taylor. It doesn't sound like Jawan Taylor's about to get Wally pipped by Jalen Moore, so maybe he's just a short answer guy. I don't know. That 12 seconds made me feel like Jawan Taylor's your right tackle going forward.
I want to play one more cut for you guys, and then we'll take a trip around the National Football League and get to some of the top stories as we get ready for week 4 of the NFL season and wrap up the month of September. Danny Hughes was on the midday show when he was asked about the deep ball. This is something the Chiefs spent a lot of time this offseason talking about, how they needed to improve upon it. Now, right now, they don't have a lot of deep down the field options, but They have been real close to connecting with Tyquan Thornton. They connected on a couple of those big, deep passes. And now that you're adding Xavier Worthy, that gives you a little bit of a versatility to potentially get some of that heavyweight punch back in their offense. Here's Dana Hughes talking about the deep ball in the Chiefs' offense.
I think so. I think Patrick addressed it, and I thought it was well spoken in regards to the confidence and the correlation between the confidence of protection and the willingness to take what's downfield. And I've always been a strong advocate, and maybe this is the part of me as a former wide receiver. I've said it during the broadcast. The main thing I always wanted at the college level, I didn't play wide receiver in high school, but at the college level and at the pro level, I wasn't a burner. I wasn't going to pull past anybody, but I always wanted the quarterbacks to have the confidence in the ball will either be incomplete, but it won't be intercepted. Like, just if you feel like throwing it up to me or if you want to give me a chance on 50-50 balls, just know that it's not going to be intercepted. And I feel like Patrick has garnered enough confidence with Tyquan Thornton especially that he's willing to give him a chance. I mean, to go to him back-to-back plays like he did against the Giants, if there's no other example of confidence, that's one. I mean, to do it in that fashion, in those circumstances, tells you about the confidence that he has in Tyquan. And I like that component of our offense. I mean, if we're not going to have big hitting plays in the run game, we got to figure out, and I've said this from the offseason, we had to figure out how to get chunk plays offensively. And if that's going to be by way of through the air, then I'm all for it.
Xavier Worthy obviously can change some things for them on Sunday. He was a full participant yesterday. I know we all thought maybe he was going to play last week, but now that he's a full participant, I think at this point people are even more confident that he's going to play his first game since week one. What does that do for this offense and the advantage maybe that exists only having three plays on film in 2025 of him?
That was Cody and Gold earlier today talking to Dane and Hughes about the deep ball and Xavier Worthy coming back. We gave you the numbers not that long ago. Xavier Worthy has 6 catches for 68 yards in his last 10 starts. That's the average for Xavier Worthy. Adding that guy to your offense is big. I mean, that's their best skill position player, adding that player back. You now put him alongside Tyquan Thornton. If you can try to get this run game going a little bit, you get what you've been getting from Travis Kelce. Hopefully you can just eliminate a big mistake like you got in week two. This is a game that you can win. I felt pretty clearly that Philadelphia was better than Kansas City. I don't know if that's the case right now with Baltimore. They feel like they're a little bit both on uneven ground. That's what makes this the really important swing game for both of these teams. One of these teams is going to be 2-2 heading into October and really feel like they dodged a bullet. Like, if you look at it from Kansas City, you're not 100% healthy, but you got a chance to be 2-2 at the end of the month, and you know you're getting Rashee Rice back in the middle part of October. If you're Baltimore, you're 2-2 and you've played Buffalo, Kansas City, and Detroit, you don't really have a much more difficult September of schedule or just month of games than what they can have. So this is going to be a big win, big swing for whichever team can get the win coming up on Sunday. We'll get back to the Chiefs here in just a little bit, but we are wrapping up September in the National Football League. Rob, let's go around the NFL.
Let's start our Sunday storylines with the first game on Sunday, live from Dublin, Ireland. It is the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it fair to say both teams a bit of a surprise starting 2-1, maybe more so the Vikings with their injury concerns? Which team keeps humming along and which team falls back to what we thought they were as Aaron Rodgers takes on Carson Wentz live from Ireland?
You know what? I think it's about time for us just to acknowledge with Kevin O'Connell that he's one of the better coaches in the National Football League. He's shown an ability to do this with multiple quarterbacks. He's done this with Sam Darnold. He's done this with J.J. McCarthy in week one where they went on the road and beat the Bears. You then turn around and you've done this with Carson Wentz. They got a lot out of Kirk Cousins in his final years when he was in Minnesota. Like, we've seen a coach who has been able to do it and build and elevate different groups when it comes to talent. Really impressive win last week. I know that Cincinnati also had their backup quarterback, but that's no excuse. They went out there and got absolutely hammered last weekend by the Minnesota Vikings. I like Minnesota a little bit more than I like Pittsburgh, but this just feels like one of those just, this is the definition of a coin flip. Two good teams, neutral site. Who knows what you're going to get? Who knows what the field conditions are going to be in this one? This feels like the ultimate toss-up. From a gambling perspective, I would just stay away from it because I don't have a strong lean either way. If you're asking me to pick a straight-up winner, I'm going to pick Minnesota to beat Pittsburgh this weekend.
I feel like I've been saying it for a while, and you haven't been disagreeing, but I feel like saying it for a while. Kevin O'Connell is a top-5 coach in the NFL.
I think that's a little bit high, but I certainly get why you feel that way about him.
I feel like he's everything McVay is without the ring. Like, the way we spoke about McVay 5, 6, 7 years ago, that he just makes life easy for quarterbacks, that's what Kevin O'Connell is doing in Minnesota. Part of the reason people believe in J.J. McCarthy is because Kevin O'Connell is the starting quarterback. Is his head coach, excuse me. So, I think the Steelers are a little bit fraudulent. I think the Vikings might move to 3-1. And I'm also saying that as a Vikings over better. So, it's possible I'm seeing it through, you know, betting colored glasses.
No, you're right. And I mean, I think it's a little bit unfair to say he's McVay without the rings. I mean, he's never won a playoff game so far. McVay has been to 2 Super Bowls and won one of them. So that's a big deal. You're right. Like, he has had a great start to his career. This is his 4th year as a head coach. He's had 2 big years. They went 13-4 his first season. They went 14-3 last year. They look like they got another good team that could compete in their division. So he certainly has done a good job, but now it's time to start to get that postseason success, and they just haven't had it yet in Minnesota.
Speaking of good games on Sunday, maybe the best game on Sunday is noon on Fox. It is Bucks and Eagles. I don't know why it's buried at noon, by the way.
No, that's the Eagles, there. Weirdly enough, are just not really getting a whole lot of love. Last week's game was also at noon. The game that they had against the Los Angeles Rams, that game was on noon. Now this one is also on noon. I'm not saying the Eagles deserve to be treated like Kansas City because Kansas City has just done it for longer. But the first, 6 games for the Chiefs are on nationally televised games, and the next 4 Eagles games are noon games on Fox. It's just very weird how the defending AFC champion is being treated and the defending NFC champion team is being treated.
Two teams that, I don't know if they're both the cardiac kids, but they've been in close games. Does Baker and the boys get another win, or do the Eagles continue to fly high as maybe the most unimpressive best team in the NFL?
You know what? I would have picked the Buccaneers to win this game had Mike Evans not gotten hurt.
Hall of Famer Mike Evans.
But the fact that Mike Evans is hurt, and I think you've seen a much different Baker Mayfield with and without Mike Evans, I think you got to go with the Eagles here. They just continue to find a way to win. And I think now with them being a little easier team to defend, I'm going to give the Eagles this. I will say one thing. Now, I know we'll figure out a way to give it to a quarterback because we always figure out a way to give it to a quarterback. Emeka Egbuka has been the best rookie so far this season in the National Football League. He has been incredibly impressive. So if there is a team that can maybe deal with the loss of a wide receiver, it's them because they kind of had an abundance of them coming into this season because they spent a first-round pick on Egbuka, but I think that 50-50 jump ball mentality of Mike Evans, it just changes things for Baker. Not having them in this matchup, I can't pick them. I got to take Philadelphia to win this one.
Are the Eagles this year's Chiefs? They're the best team in the NFL, but they're the least impressive doing it. Like, they're undefeated, but I don't think the Eagles are that good. It's a weird thing right now with the Eagles.
I don't think we've seen what an A game looks like from this year's Philadelphia Eagles team. They are good. They figure out a way to win. They do feel like a team that you can go get for sure.
All right, Carrington, another big one between some 3-0 teams, Colts and Chargers, a game that no one expects to be between 3-0 teams at the beginning of the season, and yet here we sit. Does Danny Dimes and Co. keep the mojo going, or does Justin Herbert in the magic and the Colts begin to regress, falling to 3-1.
Okay. Now, I'm going to come off like I'm hating on the Colts, and I promise you I'm not hating on the Colts. I think the Colts are going to win double-digit games this year. I think they're going to win their division. 2 of their 3 wins are against Miami and Tennessee, and one of the other wins, Denver commits one of the worst penalties that you can commit to take a loss off the board and turn it into a win for the Indianapolis Colts. So let's see what that looks like. Let's just see. They go on the road and play the Rams. Really interested in that one. A big time game. You know what? I'm taking the Rams at home against the Colts. This is where I think it ends. Give me the Rams at home. I'm not dealing with the spread here. Just give me straight up money line. Might do a little two-leg parlay with this one. I might put a little Chargers and mix it in with something else.
Carrington, maybe the biggest storyline game of the weekend, maybe not the best game of the weekend, but the biggest storyline game of the weekend, Micah Parsons in Green Bay.
Can't wait.
The return to Dallas. I'm so happy this game is on the schedule. Not for the football, but for everything else.
Nothing comes together quite like an NFL schedule. Think about it. Week 4 is the perfect time to schedule Chiefs and Ravens. Both of these teams desperately need this game. Sure, maybe it doesn't have that they're both 3-0 sizzle, but it's just as important as if both teams were 3-0. And then early on in the season, Micah Parsons is off to a good start. Green Bay coming off what is going to be looked at as one of the more head-scratching losses of the NFL season. That Cowboys defense is letting everybody score, run up and down the field against them. A very intriguing matchup early on in the season. It's going to be a really, really strong sports weekend when you think about everything. You got the Ryder Cup in golf. You got two major college football games coming up this weekend. You got a handful of really big, really important NFL games. You got the welcome back game that we all are looking forward to this year with Micah Parsons going back to Dallas to see how Jerry reacts, to see how that crowd reacts, how his team responds to it. I can't wait for this weekend in the National Football League and also in college.
I'm really excited to see how Jerry Jones makes himself the story. Because you know, once the Packers beat the Cowboys, and I think the Packers are beating the Cowboys, like I don't know if they're going out on some big limb here, but I think the Cowboys are going to lose this weekend. Jerry Jones is going to have an, you know, makeshift press conference post game, and he's going to talk about how whatever Jerry's going to talk about. I feel like part of the allure of Packers and Cowboys is not the football. It's Jerry Jones is going to pop off, and it's going to be great for at least people in our job.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Does he still go on weekly with RJ and those
does.
Guys?
Yeah, oh, no, he yeah. Still does. He still does. He's already spoken this week. They said they don't have any plan of, I guess, paying respect or tribute or whatever, you know, they're going to do to Micah Parsons. They don't have any plan of doing that. So it's not going to be a Luka return situation. The Luka return was just a very weird game to watch. That's not what this is going to be, at least not on Sunday night football. So really excited for that one. Coming up on the other side, I had a true two Americas evening that I want to share with you guys. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Cordell Woodland. We are going to take our first stop to Baltimore to learn a little bit more about the Ravens and why they are off to a 1-2 start. If you missed the early part of the show, we're talking about the return of Xavier Worthy. The Chiefs are expecting him to play in his last 10 starts. Xavier Worthy is averaging 6 catches for 68 yards. The Chiefs could desperately use some big-time, big playmaking ability. They are potentially getting that back for this matchup on Sunday against the Ravens. We also played for you guys what the offensive line coach of the Chiefs had to say about Jawan Taylor, who got an illegal formation penalty on Sunday that took a first down off the board. The Chiefs didn't score on that drive. Here's what Andy Heck had to say.
Now, there, when he's getting called, those are good calls. I mean, he's too deep. Your helmet's got to break the plane. I think, as a very prideful player, one of the things Jawan takes a lot of pride in is he's going to give himself every advantage that he can. He's going to be on that snap count. And what we're telling him is, hey, that's not necessarily an advantage every time. Like, in fact, it can get you in trouble if you're too quick, you're too deep, that's creating too much space. And so, but he does take a lot of pride in what he's doing there.
That was the offensive line coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Heck. We'll get back to Jawan Taylor here coming up in a bit. But before we do this, I want to tell you guys a story. Rob, I haven't told you this story yet because I wanted to get your natural reaction on the air. So a friend of mine is in town for the weekend. They're going to the Chiefs game on Sunday. So they got in a little bit early. We could hang out. They could see some relatives. You know how it goes. So last night, my friend says, I want to go out. I'm thinking, I mean, it's Wednesday in Kansas City. It's not the summer anymore. There's not a whole lot of places that we could possibly go out. So my friend gets on the Google machine and he picks a older establishment, a grown-up establishment, if you kind of pick up the hints that I'm putting down. Now, I wasn't really sure how that was going to look like on a Kansas City Wednesday. Hey, you my mans, you in town, you want to have a good time? Cool, I get it. So he looked up the Yelp reviews. Now, I've never looked up a Yelp review for one of these kind of places before, but it was like good vibe, cheap drinks. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll go with you. So, Rob, we go to this place, and it was only $5 a person to get in. I'm like, all right, this might be my kind of time. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is, Rob, you see the text line, too. The text line is always talking to me about, oh, man, what's two Americas? I don't understand what you mean by two Americas. I want this to be exhibit A of what I'm talking about with two Americas. So imagine the kind of place that I'm walking into. Now, Rob, I want you to keep in mind that there are musicians that make music specifically for these moments. They make songs specifically to get a certain reaction in these kind of places. I am not exaggerating. I'm not making this up, Rob. When I walked into this place, this was the first song that I heard. I'm sitting around and I'm confused. I thought maybe this was like a joke or something. I'm thinking, y'all in here getting dances to this song? Like, this gets everybody fired up for the occasion, the mood that we're in? But you know what? I don't know. Maybe this song was requested. I don't know. I'm just here to support my mans. It's a Wednesday. He wants to go out. He just doesn't want to be cooped up in the house. All right, cool. You know what? I'm sitting there. Now, they did have cheap drinks. I will say that. Everybody was very friendly. It was a very, very nice time. I sat there and it kind of like bounced in between music kind of like this. And then, every once in a while, they throw in like a little 90s rap song. Rob, I want to tell you when I made the determination of, hey, man, it's time to go.
the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
This was your lead song?
Like your freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me, my friend?
You don't like Blink-182?
I don't have any issues with Blink-182. If I'm watching American Pie, you think I was throwing ones to What's My Age Again? Absolutely not.
You stuck around for Scotty Doesn't Know, but that's
that was the first song. You think I was going to... I already made the decision to drive there. I'm now going to turn the car around? I've already paid to enter. When I heard Blink-182, I was like, it's time to go. I just... Hey, I love you. I appreciate you. You know I love you. I'm not... This isn't... I can't do... What are we doing here? What's My Age Again? Rob, I'm not joking. At one point in the night, they played Good Charlotte. That's not... What are we doing here? You think I'm going in the VIP room to listen to Good Charlotte? Absolutely not. I couldn't do it. I'm serious. This is the example of two Americas. The text line thinks I'm hating on Blink-182. I promise you, I'm not hating on Blink-182. I'm just telling you, I'm not trying in that environment. I don't want to hear What's My Age Again. I don't want to hear Good Charlotte. Not in that moment.
You're telling me
there's other moments I'm all for hearing Good Charlotte.
You're telling me what's it called? Magic City? You're telling me Magic City? You're not getting the Lou Williams wings?
There was no magic.
What's My Age Again?
That's what I'm here to tell you. There was no magic. None. I'm serious. There was none. I didn't want to do it. I didn't. That's Two Americas to me. If you've ever wondered, oh, what are they talking about when they mention Two Americas? That's it. Because in one of these establishments, they play Scotty Doesn't Know. The place you're talking about, Rob, if you played Scotty Doesn't Know, a fight would break out and it would be everybody fighting the person that is picking the music at this time. That's the fight that would break out in this scenario. I couldn't believe what was going on. I couldn't believe my ears and what people were playing. I was very confused. Let's get back to the Chiefs. I want to play this for you. This is Nate Taylor. He was on with Fesco and Dusty earlier this morning, and here's what he said about the Chiefs and their handling of Juwan Taylor.
We saw his play actually suffer when he wasn't penalized Sunday. That is what's most concerning, is that, hey, man, you were getting kind of overwhelmed on just traditional, you know, three-step dropbacks for Mahomes, and that can't fly anymore, especially when the team, in terms of the front office, has already invested, you know, Jalen Moore as a – essentially a $10 million player a year guy, right? Which is borderline starting quality money. What Andy Reid, though, is he is so loyal, guys. I cannot stress enough how loyal this man is, even though we all got eyes. So he's going to do what he has done in the past, which is give the veteran one more chance. Like, I don't think Andy Reid really wants to bench Juwan Taylor. I really get that sense. I'm like, man, I do not want to do this. So I'm going to say everything publicly that I would not say privately.
Yeah.
And so my interpretation is, look, guys, I know you're going to ask me about it, but I've won a Super Bowl with him. I've been to multiple Super Bowls with him. When the money, when the play has to reach a certain level, when the money's on the line, Juwan Taylor can be a very good pass blocker.
This is the thing to me, I guess, about the loyalty and the money and the contract and all of those things. I mean, we're kind of past that point at this time, are we not? I mean, we're kind of past this point. I also, the loyalty part of it, teams cut players all the time, right? Teams cut players. Like, Juwan Taylor is going to be under contract next year. I'm imagining the Chiefs' loyalty goes to, well, we can save $20 million by getting you off the team, so it's time to move in a different direction. They love Derek Nnadi. They let Derek Nnadi go, play for another team. Now, they quickly realize we need you and trade it back for you, but they say goodbye to players all the time. Why would it be difficult to say goodbye to a player that, if you look at the numbers, you've already made a decision on when you're going to say goodbye to them. Juwan Taylor will not be on the team in February. They're getting rid of him. They're releasing him. So I understand the loyalty. I get it. But at this point, it's to me about finding the man that you think can get the job done. And if they think it's Juwan, then okay. Well, on the flip side, we then got to figure out, man, there's no team in the NFL that has a more expensive break in case of emergency option that's not at quarterback than Kansas City does with their left tackle situation. Teams are just not spending that much money on a backup player. Now, I understand you can't foresee the draft, and Josh Simmons has developed into a player that you weren't counting. And maybe this is just one of those good problems. Maybe something happens, you need him to come in, you need him to fill in a role, and things will go from there. But the loyalty part when it comes to NFL players, teams cut players all the time. The Chiefs didn't even negotiate a contract with Tyrann Mathieu. They let Justin Reed go play for another team. Teams walk away or don't renew contracts all the time in the National Football League. I don't know if there's room for loyalty in the National Football League. If the Patriots can walk away from Tom Brady, if the Niners can walk away from Joe Montana, I assure you the Chiefs should be able to walk away from Jawan Taylor. Business is business. The game is the game. He's been paid $80 million and got to go to multiple Super Bowls in Kansas City. When it's your time, it's your time. Andy, you got fired in Philadelphia. You know the business. With everything you did for that city and that organization, they went to 5 NFC championship games. You took them to a Super Bowl. The moment you couldn't produce, they got rid of you. That's how cutthroat this business is. If anybody should know that, it's Andy Reid. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll head to Baltimore, Maryland. Keep it right here. So drive.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.